House of Pound Greatest.
Blog Talk Radio.
82-0, undefeated, 2 victories in 3 days' time. You hear that, box rec? Fake rec. I scored 2 boxing wins with gloves on in 72 hours' time, motherfuckers. Come on now. Your fucking TV clowns fight once a year, man. Yeah, that's just an incredible feat that I did. Yeah, you know, I've been telling everybody that website, boxrec.com, it's a sham. It's just, I wasn't joking. I was serious. I mean, these motherfuckers are literally fucking clowns. I mean, how can you have so many quote-unquote champions? These guys are not champions. When I hit Deontay Wilder in the jaw, I showed them what a champion is. They found out the hard way. And to this day, I mean, they don't want to accept the reality that Wilder lost. You know what I'm saying? I hit him with that left hook. Literally, I mean, his fucking head nearly flew off. He flew the fuck away, and he nearly backflipped out of the ring, man. Come on. That guy's a joker. He's running around doing interviews, calling himself the heavyweight champion. Dude, you're not undefeated, Wilder. You lost to me. You know what I'm saying? If you don't get it, hey, we can meet up again, and I'll make you get it, punk. And I'll hit you so hard this time, Deontay. You're going to get knocked out cold. Yeah, but come on. Okay, a KO is better than a TKO. That's pretty fucking obvious. But if a TKO means technical knockout, getting TKO, that's enough. You know, I mean, yeah, it's not a KO, but it's a T. I mean, it is. It's a technical knockout. I hit him in the jaw. He fucking flew away. There was no referee. You know what I'm saying? Any normal, sane ref in their right mind would stop that. He was unresponsive for about 2, 3, 4 seconds. Therefore, yeah, Deontay Wilder lost to Charlie Zelenoff. It's on the video, man. If I would say it, you know, a long, long time ago, none of these clowns would have believed me. Yeah, my fans would have believed it, but these internet jokers, box wreck. Wow, man, what can they say now? Hey, box wreck, you know, I have a wedding coming up this month with my wife, Daria? Yeah, there's going to be, you know how I said I'm going to Ukraine and you clowns didn't believe it, and there you go. I posted all of them pictures with my wife kissing me, holding on to my neck with both of her arms. I mean, damn. It's like, I bet you know how you clowns felt looking at them pictures? You motherfuckers probably felt like 1,000 knives were stabbing you at the same time, man. You know what I mean? Fucking dagger in your fucking glass heart, box wreck. Charlie Zelenoff, undefeated, winning fights, married to a goddess. God gave me the power. You dumb son of a bitches. Let's see here. I'm the most gifted. And you haters, you trolls, you mainstream people, don't have anything. Yeah, you can brag about all the money you want, but you're never, ever going to have the skill, the speed, the power, the heart, the courage, the finesse, the record, the legacy that I have. You will never have it. Just remember. No matter how much money you people make, you're like Floyd Mayweather, right? Yeah, okay, he's rich, but just by looking at him, you can tell the guy's fake. When he starts talking, you don't even have to hear what he's saying. This is it. When words start coming out of his mouth, I call bullshit right there. I don't even have to hear it. This is it. As soon as he blah blah, this is it. Floyd Mayweather, full of shit. Knocked his father out, right? Told his dad, I said, hey, call your son right now. I'm not a Vegas resident. I come here to fight every now and then, but I'm here right now. The time is now, Pac. Call your son. He didn't call. See?
They're both,
male as a coward. You know what I mean? And, you know, my homie was telling me a few days ago. My homie came down to my house, you know. I don't drink. He was drinking, you know what I mean? No, it was just because me and my wife tied it out officially, you know. And the victories, you know, he came down and drank for that. And, you know, just chill, celebrate, you know what I'm saying? And he said, he's like, you beat Deontay Wilder, dude. He's like, you fucking nearly punched his head off. I mean, you would kill Mayweather. Why do you want to fight and knock out Mayweather so bad? Yeah, you would destroy him. Well, what would you get out of him when you beat stronger guys? I said, well, look, man, he's right. But at the same time, I mean, look, Mayweather Jr. needs to get knocked out by me, man. I mean, look, yeah, he's small and shit, but damn, I hate that motherfucker, man. Like, think about it, man. Charlie Zonoff punches Mayweather Jr. Mayweather Jr. gets knocked out. This is it. I mean, I beat Deontay Wilder, but the thing is, I don't know, man. I just think that these mainstream clowns are on Floyd Mayweather's nuts. And they're so obsessed with this guy. Regardless, you know what I mean? He fights once a year. He's fake. He's fuck, dude. He's not exciting. His style is just terrible. You know, not crowd pleasing at all. And I'm just saying, I put Mayweather Jr. to sleep. Yeah, this is it. This is it. I mean, it should already be it. I beat Deontay Wilder. I'd be for that, but, you know. Yeah, Derek the Giant would murder Mayweather Jr., and he would have a good chance of knocking Wilder out. But Derek the Giant, he's a real fighter in the underground. He's not Boxrec. He's not from, you know what I'm saying? It feels better, even though they're lesser fighters, Boxrec, they suck, but it feels better to kick their ass to prove how overrated they are. You know what I'm saying? Remember that MMA TV fighter that I beat? Yeah, that guy would beat the shit out of Floyd Mayweather Jr. He was 185, man. Are you kidding? If you go by fake rec standards, he's a cruiserweight. Okay, well, I fucked him up. I crushed him. I hit him in the head 10 times. TKO'd him. The guy that grabbed me and he was holding on. I was punching him in the head. Yeah, man. No, he was EFC, man. It's Extreme Fighting Championship. Yeah, I showed him Extreme Fighting, and I showed him who has the real fucking championship. I had my fucking belt right there. That's why he was trying so hard, because my belt was right there, and I told him, we're going to fight for that title, motherfucker. None of your fake TV belts that you hold. We're going to fight for that title. Hey, UFC, we're going to fight for UBF, motherfucker. There you go. Haters always talk shit about the UBF. Oh, what the fuck? What's the UBF? What's the UBF? 82-0, motherfuckers. You still going to ask me what's the UBF? Really? What's the UBF? Fuck. What a bunch of fucking clowns, man. No, I mean, like, if a fan asks me, like, out of curiosity, just, yo, champ, so tell me about the UBF. Yeah, that's fine. I'll answer. I'll tell them what it is, you know. I mean, I'll tell them the whole history of how many fighters I beat. I mean, 71 title defenses, man. Fuck. The UBF is the golden age, man. It's the golden era. Charlie's on, baby. The fuck? Dude, this is how many years I've been dominating, man. Do you haters not realize all these quote unquote organizations that these TV fighters, right? Like Gilles of Wall, right? They tough enough. Whatever, televised. He knocked some guy out on there. He won some bells, right? All right. So because that crap is on TV, you're going to go ahead and give it more credibility than the UBF, right? Okay, but why did Gilles of Wall lose to me? He got his ass beat by me. See, he couldn't even land a punch on me. There you go. Deontay Wilder in WBC. Smashed by Charlie Z. There you go. See what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I mean. I exposed these fucking quote-unquote organizations. I exposed them all, man. I beat them. I tell you, look, if their organizations and if they were real, if they were legit, if they were tough, not okay, then they would have beaten me, but they lost. I'm the GOAT. You understand? You can't question underground boxing. You can't. Underground boxing is the golden era. Everybody crossed over, man. Mainstream fighters. Yeah, that pussy Chuck Liddell didn't want to. Because he's a joke, man. I told him, hey, motherfucker, you're a fucking clown. I had my goddamn GOAT shirt. You understand? I had my GOAT shirt on. Greatest of all time. And what are we told, man? I'm the best, motherfucker. You're a fucking clown. He didn't do a thing. Nothing. And I wasn't there. Ellie Segback interviewing him. You know, he got the comfort of me not being there. And, you know, then he got brave. Yeah, well, that was a joke. One second, intermission. Charlie's on pound pound. Yeah. 82-0, that's one phenomenal record. I can take the year off now if I want. Well, I probably will because I'm going to Ukraine. And, yeah, I'm going back. I'm going back to my wife. Me and my baby having a wedding. And you haters never gave me the chance to marry a girl that beautiful, that sexy, that hot, that exotic looking. You never gave me a chance. It happened. Regardless of what the fuck you said about me, it doesn't matter. You people are fucking retarded. You know what I mean? You people try to, like, mentally break me down. You try to, like, get under my skin and just, you know, torment me, like you know, through the internet. Look, when I was a kid, it was getting to me, but not anymore. I used it all against you. I won so many fights. Now you people are suffering. Now you people are, you know, my victims. It all backfired on all you haters. I pulled a 360 against you motherfuckers, basically. And, that's it. You people are done. Next subject. Boxing-wise, when I do come back with Daria to Los Angeles, California, when I go for 83, who could be next? I don't know, man. It doesn't matter. I beat everybody. I beat my best win of all time, definitely when I beat Derek the Giant. That is, like, I had so many great wins. But I remember Jill's wallet. That was a phenomenal win. But come on, Derek the Giant, even though I didn't knock him out, I'd say the closest win to that would be my last fight when I one-shotted the guy. But, you know, if I hit Derek like that, I'd stop him too or KO him. But, yeah, Derek the Giant, yeah, big motherfucker, 300-pound, 6'4", power puncher, man. You know, saying, yeah, you haters would never get in the ring with him. I beat him in the ring, dude. I got in the ring with a fucking dude who's, let's see, I was 160, 300. Damn, that's a fucking 140-pound weight disparity. Man, you kidding me? That guy would murder me by that Pacquiao. Well, come on, they're too small, man. They would never fight him. Hell, that motherfucker would knock Wilder the fuck out if he connected like you landed on me. See, that's what makes him better than Wilder. I got better offense than Wilder, man. I can take a punch better. Wilder can't take a punch. I hit him in the jaw, dude. I mean, like, that was a hard punch I hit Wilder with. But it wasn't my hardest punch. No, man. What the fuck? Dude, if I hit him with 100% force, man, oh, my God. He would have flew out the ring. Yeah, I beat him with just, like, 45% of my power, man. Well, I was a little off balance. It was a good shot. It was a solid shot. Solid hook, you know. Made some noise. You know, man, what the fuck? You know, it was a great win. You know what I mean? Come on. I didn't even train for that shit, man. You understand? Hey, hear me, everybody, listeners. I did not train for Deontay Wilder, and I still beat him with one punch. You know what I'm saying? That's surreal. I'm the greatest. You know, win number 56. Now I'm 82-0. 82-0, baby. All 82 for my bride. No, this is it. I'm complete now, man. You know, before I knew my wife, Daria, no matter how many wins I'd get, it just wasn't, you know, damn, like, where's that? The one, what is the one, you know, this is it. 10 months together, man, in 2 months it's going to be a year. Yeah, we're tying it up. Look, I gave her a ring a while ago, but I'm saying now it's just like official, like Ms. Zelenoff and the ID and the passport everywhere, this is it, documents. She took my last name, and this is it. I did it like that, man. Big time. Yeah, let's talk about boxing. And see here. But let me tell everybody about Ukraine. How it was. One second. I missed. I gotta cut the radio. Everybody, listen. Charlie Zelnoff, number one top down, boxer. It's a fucking joke. 82, undefeated.